In this bulletin, tenuous hope for a climate deal surfaces amid fractured talks in Azerbaijan. Police appeal for more suspects in violent Melbourne weapons protests. And in sport, New Zealand edge past resilient Italy in low-scoring rugby tests. Good afternoon from the SBS newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghali. Countries agreed to a hard-fought COP29 deal to provide $460 billion in annual climate finance by 2035 as talks in the Azerbaijani capital exceeded a day in overtime. But while some delegates welcomed the agreement with a standing ovation, others voiced anger, criticizing wealthy nations for not doing more. India strongly objected to the deal after it was formally adopted by consensus, with India representative Chandni Raina accusing developed nations of failing to fulfill their responsibilities.
Excellency, I regret to say that this document is nothing more than an optical illusion. This, in our opinion, will not address the enormity of the challenge we all face. Therefore, we oppose the adoption of this document.
The new goal is intended to replace developed countries' previous commitment to provide more than $150 billion per year in climate finance for poorer nations by 2020. Yet some estimates suggest that what is really needed is more than $1 trillion annually in climate finance. Opposition Attorney General Michaela Cash has accused the Prime Minister of withholding details on a deal struck for the return of five of the infamous Bali Nine drug ring. Anthony Albanese had raised the issue with new Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto on the sideline of the APEC conference in Peru last week, who yesterday agreed to their return. The five Australians are currently serving life sentences after being arrested in 2005 for attempting to smuggle heroin from Indonesia to Australia. Ms. Cash tells Sky News that Mr. Albanese has left Australians in the dark.
It is now for Prime Minister Albanese to stand up in the front of the Australian people and say, what is the deal? What is he extracted in relation for the deal? What is Australia giving up in relation to the deal? How much is it going to cost the Australian taxpayer? Will they continue to serve their prison sentences because they have been sentenced to life imprisonment in Indonesia?
Green Senator Sarah Hansen-Young has called the opposition's approach
cruel and heartless, frankly. Cruel and heartless. And if you want a glimpse of what a Peter Dutton government will look like, this is it. You know, don't be fooled of Dutton in lamb's clothes.
Two of the alleged Bali Nine ringleaders were executed in 2015. Victoria police have made further appeals to identify more people who attended a violent protest outside a controversial weapons exhibition in Melbourne. So far, 110 people have been arrested over the Land Forces exhibition protest, which saw violent clashes between anti-war protesters and police between September the 11th and the 13th. Earlier today, police released images of a further 13 people they allege are involved in multiple incidents during their protests, including an affray on Seafarers Bridge, paint thrown over officers, and coffee over a member of the public. An open letter from the protesters said the event amounted to the glorification of death, destruction, and genocide being carried out across the globe, with weapons showcased at the event. The protesters also said they were met with a similar level of violence by police, resulting in 8 to 10 times the number of injuries to the activists. The federal government has abandoned its controversial misinformation bill due to opposition in the Senate. Communications Minister Michelle Rowland announced in a statement the legislation would not proceed because there's no pathway in the upper house. The scrapped legislation would have given the Australian Communications and Media Authority power to monitor digital platforms and require them to keep records about misinformation and disinformation on their networks. The media watchdog would have also been able to approve an enforceable industry code of conduct or introduce standards for social media companies if self-regulation was deemed to fail. Critics from across the political spectrum had concerns the bill would infringe on freedom of speech. To sport, New Zealand have dominated Italy everywhere except the scoreboard in a tour-ending 29-11 rugby test win in Turin. Italy, humiliated by the All Blacks 96-17 last year at the Rugby World Cup, gave a passionate, committed display to restrict New Zealand to their lowest score in this matchup in 15 years. New Zealand were held to 17-6 until the last 10 minutes when they conjured tries for backs Mark Telea and Bowden Barrett, while Italy were down to 14 men. But those tries were split by Italy's one and only try to Tommaso Menoncello, served up by his center partner Juan Ignacio Brex. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.